I'm here with Coach Dean Deese at Orange High School, getting ready for our broadcast on Wednesday night against Chapel Hill High School. And, Coach, the very first question I wanted to ask you, I'm sure you're aware at this point with all of our talk about WCHL expansion into high school sports and finally get into baseball, and what you think about that.
Well, I think it's great for all high school sports to have anytime you can get a broadcast done, local radio, and it's going to bring more fans into it so they can tune in and listen. And I think it's going to broaden the appeal. I know sometimes when we're on the road or something, people can't get to the game, but they'll follow on internet or radio if it happens to be on. So it's great.
Well, we appreciate it, and we're happy to do it. Coach, I know you're sitting here, you're 2-4-1, 1-0-1 in the conference, actually undefeated in the conference, but your losses were against some pretty stiff competition, including number 9 4A team in the state in Jordan. And do you intentionally schedule tough competition like that prior to conference play?
Yeah, I do. We like to play the best. I think it prepares you for not only the conference race, but if you happen to make the playoffs, that's the type of pitching and offenses you're going to see in the playoffs. It's going to be the best in North Carolina. And so we do schedule very heavily. Sometimes we're not ready for it, but I think it makes us better in the long run. And we have we're still not done. We have some not only the conference race, but we have like Cincinnati Molar coming in. They're ranked in the country. So it's going to be interesting.
Coach, if given all that, with you about the only one actually knowing the intangibles with who you played and how to take the 4A and the 3A together, with how do you see your team stacking up right now, knowing what you know at this point of the schedule?
Well, every game we've played, we've been in, it's been probably no more than 3 runs. I think Southern Lee beat us 3-0, and they were ranked at one time in the 3A, probably still are. So I told the guys, I said, we can play with anybody in the state, and we can play with anybody in the state. What we got to find out is the way to beat anybody in the state, and they're young, and so they're learning.
One of the stats that stick out to me today when I was looking at everything is you committed 4 errors in 7 ball games. That's a college stat. 958 fielding percentage. You got to be pretty happy about that.
I may have missed a couple on Max Press. I don't know if it's that good or not. But
yeah, Coach, you're not supposed to answer that truthfully.
We do have one of our goals in locker room is to field 94% of the baseballs hit to us, so a 940 fielding percentage is our team goal. And if we can do that, that's on average, you know, 1, maybe 2 errors a game. And I said I can live with that. Yeah. It's just that, you know, we can't have 3, 4, 5 and let them compound, because you're usually not going to win if you're making 4 or 5 errors a game.
I'm going to ask you a weird question, Coach. When I was chasing you down, getting ready for these broadcasts, this ballpark, if people have not seen it, if true baseball fans in the area, if you haven't been over to see Orange High School's baseball field, you need to make a trip. And there's got to be a story behind that somewhere. How do you keep it like this, and is this all you're doing?
Well, my assistant coach, Richard Reynolds, and I are on this field probably at least 3 days a week, and during the season and in the summer, it's pretty much every day of the week. I don't have necessarily a summer job. I should have a summer job. My wife tells me I need to get a summer job, but my summer job is getting here about 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning, and stay in pretty much all day.
Well, you can tell by the way it looks, Coach. The starting pitcher for Wednesday night, tell us about him, please.
That would be Derek Lindemann. He's a senior right-hand pitcher. He was our number 2 last year behind the Wilson kid. Derek did a great job last year. He pitched on Fridays, and this year he pitched the second game of our series. Like, so if we play Chapel Hill Tuesday, Friday, Bryce Wilson would pitch on Tuesday and Lindemann would pitch on Friday. Now Derek is kind of the headline starter. He gets the first game of the series, trying to set the tone. We try to win that first game of the series, and hopefully it gives us a little bit of an advantage going into the second game.
Coach, one thing I've seen talking to you and also Coach Land over at Chapel Hill High School, it seemed like you two know each other's programs real well. And with that being said, what are you expecting to see from Chapel Hill?
Actually, Lee played at, was playing at Riverside, and I was a veteran coach by the time he was playing. So I've known Lee since he came up from middle school, really. They're going to be well prepared. He does a good job running practice. The guys get after it. They have a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and he's brought a lot of life to that program. Every time we face each other, it's a battle.
So good baseball guy. Coach, I really appreciate your time here and look forward to seeing you guys do battle Wednesday night.
Yeah, it should be that. It's going to be a battle.
Thanks again, Coach. Now we've heard from both coaches as we get ready for a Big 8 Conference Showdown live from Chapel Hill High School. We'll be back in 30 seconds for the starting lineups of tonight's game. This is 97.9 WCHL FM.